AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Travis McMichael testified in Georgia about his encounter last year with Ahmaud Arbery.
It was the most traumatic event of my life.
McMichael faced cross-examination at his murder trial. McMichael thought Arbery was a burglar.
It is the same guy that has been in that house that has been breaking into and stuff has been stolen. So the overall, the totality of everything led me to go down there and see if that was him.
McMichael testified Arbery did not speak, show a weapon, or threaten him in any way before he raised his shotgun and shot and killed the 25-year-old black man. The judge at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial in Wisconsin banned MSNBC from the courthouse after police said they briefly detained a man who had followed the jury bus and may have tried to photograph jurors. The judge said the man had claimed to be working for MSNBC. NBC News said the man was a freelancer who never contacted or intended to contact the jurors during deliberations and never intended to photograph them. At the White House, President Biden was asked about a possible U.S. diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Beijing Winter Olympics.
Something we're considering.
There have been questions about China's human rights record. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's not safe there.
China runs a totalitarian slave state in which they keep hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of religious and ethnic minorities in gulags.
Cotton wants a complete Beijing boycott. No athletes, no administration officials, and no corporate sponsors. A judge in New York tossed out the convictions of two men who spent two decades behind bars for the 1965 assassination of Malcolm X. There were doubts about who was responsible for the civil rights icon's death. The governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, stopped the execution of Julius Jones just hours before he was scheduled to be put to death. The sentence was commuted to life in prison with no parole. Stocks are mixed leading up to the closing bell. This is AP News. China is under pressure to address concerns about a Chinese professional tennis player who has been missing.
Peng Shuai went missing shortly after accusing a former top government official of sexual assault. Many abroad have called on China to ensure her well-being. The calls come after Chinese state media posted an email in which Peng says she is safe and that the assault allegation is untrue. Steve Simon, the CEO of the Women's Tennis Association, said he did not believe Peng wrote the email or believed what was written. The WTA has demanded a full investigation and is prepared to pull tournaments out of the country if it doesn't get an appropriate response. I'm Karen Chamas.
The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is embracing Let's Go Brandon. The Republican governor picked the small Tampa suburb of Brandon, Florida, as the site of a bill signing ceremony, trolling President Biden with a reference to what has become a stand-in by conservatives for swearing at the president. Ed Donahue, AP News.